Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Life Tea with Angel, a place for you to sit down, have some fun discussing life, change, the interesting things happening across the New Age community, and some of those interesting people doing awesome work for you. Callers are always welcome, and I do enjoy answering your questions and giving brief readings on the air. So come on in, I invite you to sit down, pour a cup of great tea, and join me for 30 minutes of tea chat.
Good morning and welcome. This is Angel. I am so happy to have you guys here today. I know it's been a couple weeks since I've been here on Sunday morning. I've had some events in the community, so I have not been able to do the show. So I'm actually very excited to be here. I've got my morning tea. I've done my morning grounding, and I'm here today to connect with you on what I'm calling the relationship show. I get a lot of questions about relationships, even here on the radio when I'm doing my program, and we can be talking about different subjects, and I'll get calls in asking about relationships and the events that I've done here in the community that I live in and across the state. I've had a lot of people come to me and ask me about relationships, so I thought as I was putting my materials together to prepare for today's show that it would be a really great idea to just do a relationship show so we can talk about not just the relationships for those of you who may be calling in to ask about your relationships or the ones that you're in or the ones that you're interested in becoming, getting engaged in, but just what it is to be in a really great, powerful relationship and what the things are that need to be done to get you in a space to be ready for a great relationship. So before we get started, as always, I want to take a moment to ground us and get us in a space of joy and reception. Here on Sunday morning, it's always a powerful show because it is Sunday morning and we are so connected to the divine. And I want to ask you to be ready to receive whatever information is ready to come through for you with great humility and great joy. And know that all that comes for your greater good and that you be ready to receive. If you're able to call in, I welcome you to call in. The call-in number here is 917-932-1778. Once again, it's 917-932-1778. If you're able to stop and relax and receive the information that's coming to you today, do so. If you're driving, we'd enjoy the program and just come back and listen to it as a rebroadcast later on. Great. So, the relationship show. What does it mean to be in a great relationship? I have two or three main questions that I get as a practitioner in the community when it comes to relationships. And usually those questions center around, when am I going to find a relationship? When is the person I'm interested in going to finally return the level of affection that I have? And then when can I change the direction of the relationship that I'm in? And those three questions are always kind of steeped in whatever it is that the person is going through at the moment. And my feedback to people is usually pretty clear. I'm known for having clear and straightforward answers for people. And the biggest feedback that I like to give is that you can't really be in any great relationship with anyone unless you're in a great relationship with yourself and your relationship with whatever it is that you believe in, whether it's the divine, God, you know, whatever that outer force is that you connect with, having that great connection. So we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about that. And if we can get to taking on the calls, we can. But this is really important information I think needs to be shared and discussed. I'm going to tell you a story, and it's my own story. I don't share a lot of my own personal stories here on the radio. I'm in a wonderful relationship. My husband and I have a great connection. It took me years and years to find my soul connection. I did the same things that most every other woman out there does in terms of wrecking through a variety of not so good relationships, not so great relationships. Some of the relationships I had were wonderful from my perspective, but from the other person's perspective, not so much. And I think that's one of the most confusing things is that when you're in a relationship and it doesn't work out, And you're standing there and you don't understand why it's not working out. Why did this person not engage with me? Why did this person not respond the way I wanted them to respond? I finally had made a decision after being single parent. My first husband and I had split up years and years prior. I made a decision that I was no longer going to chase the relationship. I was just going to address the issues that I had in myself and focus on what I needed to do to move my life forward. And it's really interesting. I made a couple of choices in my personal life, and the choices were focused around clearing myself in the spiritual space and becoming keyed in to what it was that I really needed in my life in terms of prosperity and abundance and career, and then most important, what it was I needed in my life in terms of relationship. So I didn't chase a person. I clearly defined who that person would be whenever the divine chose to bring them to me. And I was very detailed. I share this with my students and some of my clients. I'll read exactly what I wrote when I sat down and went through this exercise. And I was extremely clear with what this person should look like, what they should feel like, the type of things they should enjoy doing, the key elements to their personality, what they did in terms of how it made me feel to be in their presence. I was really super clear. I even listed some attributes in their physical appearance. And I just put that down and continued on with my life. One day, I opened my eyes. I was at an event with a friend of mine, and this young man came to me, and the love of my life just walked into my life. And he was everything that I asked the divine to create for me. I wasn't looking for him. I actually stopped looking for him. I just created a space of reception and joy and willingness to be deserving, of that, worthy of that which God was going to provide for me in a relationship. A very powerful exercise that I went through, and it yielded a very powerful result. And I've been with my husband for 16 years, and people meet us, and we occur like a teenage couple, wooing and cooing like we just met yesterday. That's what there is to do, my friends. What there is to do is to get that clarity of self, that awareness of self, and that worthiness that you are able to create this relationship that you're looking for. So creating a space of love in yourself is what I spoke about and is what I put in the description in the relationship show. Because I think we often look at creating a relationship within a person. We look to that person to create the relationship. We decide that we want to be in a relationship. We meet an individual and we decide that's the individual that's going to be my relationship. And I tell you, sometimes because we want that individual to be in our relationship does not mean that we're going to have a relationship with that person. They kind of have to want it too, right? Yeah? I'm often fascinated by how much we put into wanting to force someone into a relationship. So this is my second point. My first point, again, was make sure that you are able to state clearly for the divine what it is you're looking for, because that's so important. The second point is you have to allow the person to come into your life willingly and with love. You can't create something with someone that may or may not be willing to dive into the pool at the level that you want to dive into the pool. And this is something I find often in the work that I do. I get asked all the time, is he or she going to call me back? Is he or she feeling the same way about me that I feel about them? When am I going to see he or she again? When are they going to change their mind? They left and I want them to come back. When are they going to come back? We often want something to force. If you're able to let go of that which may not want to be in your space, you're opening up the door and creating a space to welcome that which wants to be in with you. What am I trying to say? don't look to that which you are not going to have. Look for something that wants to be with you. Look for something that's joyous in your space. That's what creating a space of love in yourself is all about. When you decide that you are deserving and worthy of a great love that meets all the parameters that you've outlined, because you sat down and outlined it, my friend. You've sat down and wrote out what you want. You've wrote out what it looks like to be in your life, to stand next to you in the dreams that you want to create. You've outlined all of that, right? When you engage with it, when you look at it, when you get excited about it and you feel it, because you will. If you engage with that every day and you know that this is what it's going to look like to have that joyous love partner next to you, you are going to be very, very comfortable in understanding and accepting that this is what you deserve and that this is what you're worthy of, and you'll start to feel good about it. You will. And not only will you feel good about it, you will find that that person will present themselves to you relatively quickly. Relatively quickly. So far, so good? Are you with me? Okay. I know this is, sometimes this is the hardest stuff to hear. Sometimes it's not so easy for us to hear that we may have to, you know, walk away from who we are with at the moment because this person may or may not want to be with us. That's the hardest thing to face. But I'm going to ask you a question. It's a really simple question. If you knew that the person you were engaged with didn't want to be in your space, and you knew it, would you still force yourself in their space? For most of us, the answer probably is no, right? My friend, when you look at yourself in the mirror, you have to look at yourself in a space of accepting and knowing and understanding that you are deserving of being in a loving, powerful relationship with someone who wants to be standing next to you, creating the life in the way and the manner that you so choose to create. Right? Is that fair enough? You have a life mission and you have a path. And that's the next point. You have to look outside of yourself. You have to look up to whatever it is that you hold meaning to. For me, it's the divine spirit. And you have to connect with that power outside of yourself to create an abundant, warm, and loving life that you've been placed here to do. So what I'm saying is, understanding what your purpose is, understanding what your mission is, knowing what it is that there is for you to do on this planet is the key to your salvation in terms of all aspects of your life. There is no more area in your life that this is more important than in a relationship. In a relationship, you are walking through your life across the path, the journey that is your destiny, right? So, if you are choosing to become whatever your dream is to become, and you have a person standing with you that is aware, that is participating, that even shares that dream, that relationship becomes oh so much more powerful. But if you attempt or are working on manifesting a relationship through whatever the individual is you're with now, and a year later, 6 months later, 2 years later, you decide to take on your life's mission, then you may end up going through a process of this person and their potential conflicts with that life mission. That's the most powerful key to creating a powerful relationship, which takes me back to my very first point. You have to focus on your relationship with the divine and creating that space of love within yourself. I don't want to keep talking without giving callers an opportunity to speak, so I'm going to take a caller right now, a couple callers here. Good morning. Who am I speaking to?
Good morning. Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin. I'm calling out of Georgia.
Well, hello, Georgia. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
What can I do for you?
Yes, I've been trying to, be proactive about being in a relationship and haven't been successful yet. I've been single for a while, and could you tell me, what if I'm doing wrong? Do you see anyone coming into my life, a real true soulmate?
Oh, well, listen, I can feel it, as you talk, and the real important statement that stands out for me is like, what am I doing wrong? I want you to know you're not doing anything wrong at all, and that's one of the things that's kind of challenging your ability to create. It feels so tense. It feels like you're trying so hard, and I know, we get in a spot where we're feeling alone. We want to be with someone. We want to have that love. Everybody wants to have that great love in their life, but it's really difficult to create something in this tight kind of forced energy. You have to step back for a moment and really look inside yourself and outside yourself to the divine and try to create a loving space within yourself to understand what it is that you need to do. It feels like you're trying to create a life. You've got like a really great process going on around what it is that you are doing and attaining some abundance. And, your life's journey is a powerful journey, is what I'm feeling. And it's a little overwhelming for some people. You're looking outside for a certain type of person, but it's almost like you're looking in the wrong room for them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes or
yes,
no?
Ma'am,
okay.
Is.
So the first thing that you have to do is you have to allow this process to complete itself that around your career. This is a powerful mission that you're creating, and people are attracted to the energy. They're attracted to the abundance. They're attracted to a lot of stuff that you're creating. They're not always the right person, so it turns out to be disappointing. So come to terms with what it is that you need to complete on this path. You've got about 6 months of work to do around a project, around it feels really powerful, this thing that you're completing right now. Once you complete the six month path and you focus on grounding your relationship between yourself and your God and just being worthy of a great love, write it down. Do what I did in the example I gave at the beginning of the show. Write down what you're looking for with clarity. What does this person look like? What does this person feel like? How does this person dress? How do they speak? What kinds of things do they like to do? Write it out so that you get more clear about what it is that you want so that you can create this person in the path that you're in, and you'll be able to open up to a relationship. I see you before the end of the year for sure. But if you're going to try to make it happen now, you're going to continue to bring the wrong ones because you're still finishing off a couple of aspects to this life mission that you're on. So you're asked to have patience is what you're asked to do. Have patience. Your life mate is coming. They're coming. Very, very close. It's very, very close. But you're still baking. Does that make sense? You're still cooking. So it's like you're not ready for them because you're still cooking. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. When I'm still cooking, could you explain that a little more?
So you have, it's all about your career and what you're doing in your, in trying to create. It feels very creative, what you're trying to create around a life mission. And you've got some things that you're trying to pull together to complete this mission. They're asking you to focus on your life purpose 3 to 6 months so that you can complete this. That's what the cooking is about. You're not finished with the things that you've been put here to do. You have some work to do. It looks really creative. I want to say writing or music or something. There's something that you're doing that needs to be completed. As that completes, does that make sense?
like writing a book or either like my career?
This is about your career. This is about your work. And I do see you writing. You said writing a book, so I'm going to look at that. It looks like that's part of it, but it's more than just writing a book. I do see music, and I don't know what that music is about. The music could be you writing music, but it could also be music in the background of a film, because the writing seems to be very important. So there's some things that you need to speak to related to the journey that you've been through that needs to be told. And it,
well, I know,
if it goes from...
like my, I'm sorry.
No, please, go ahead.
I know my passion is working with middle school and high school kids. I am a football coach, and that is my true love right there, and working with kids on and off the football field. And I feel that, like, once I get a coaching job, because I used to coach here in Georgia, and I did put in an application for a coaching and a substitute teacher, because I'm trying to finish up my degree in middle grade education, but I ran out of tuition. So I'm trying to get my life financially on track and my purpose on life and you know, to get it going. But I know on Tuesday the board members of the school system is going to have a meeting, and I'm going to present a letter again to voice my interest in the job that I applied for, and
okay.
I want to go back to coaching.
And you need to do that, but it's more powerful than just the coaching. The writing is important too, so you need to focus on that. This makes a lot of sense around the message that you got around the relationship. Can you see that? This needs to be complete, because who you're going to be when you create this, when you're in joy and passion, when you're surrounded by these young people and you're inspiring them to be great, who you're going to be
right.
in 6 months is so different from the space that you're in now. So this person that comes into your life when you're there is going to be so much closer to what you're looking for than the person that you would bring to you now. So sit down and focus on that. You need to focus your energy, connect with the divine, focus your energy on this, creating this job, and you need to start writing this stuff down. There's something about your message that's very powerful that people need to hear. You've got a lot to talk about. You've got a lot to present. I would love to engage you in my Beacon community. You should check out the website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. It's linked to the radio page. I'd love to hear
yes,
from
ma'am.
You because you've got so much promise. You just need to focus. You just need to focus. So I'm gonna give you this one bit, and I'm going to let you go because I'm going to finish the show here. We're almost done. I want you to focus
okay.
on the gold light. The gold light is the light of God, the light of the divine. Focus on that light. Focus on this journey you're trying to create with the school. And just focus on that. Love will come to you. Love is the easy part. It's the purpose that's the challenging part for us. Create your purpose
right.
and love will follow. Okay? You going to visit my website?
Yes, ma'am. I will. Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook, Ignite and Evolve on Facebook. You click onto my website, you'll see the Facebook right there. I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
Like me on Facebook. I have all kinds of stuff on Twitter. Angels everywhere.
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
Right.
Take care.
That was great. That was really great. And I just need to stay focused and patient and start writing things down, what I really want to manifest.
Yes, and you'll be surprised how fast it will come to you. You will really be surprised. All righty?
Yes,
take care
ma'am.
Of yourself, my
Thanks.
Friend. All righty. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was a great call, and it was a great example of what I'm talking about here in the message. And I love connecting with people at that level because so close. He's so close to his vision, his dream. It's right there for the taking. And what we can do is we get afraid, we get scared, we get frustrated. I'm going to tell you a secret, my friends. There is no scarier tunnel to look down in life than the tunnel that is your dream. We all have dreams. We do. All of us have dreams. The rock star has dreams. The movie star has dreams. The high school teacher has dreams too. Everybody woke up one day and they had a dream. And very few of us get the opportunity to seize that dream and turn it into reality, because we stand at the front that is life and we open the door and we look down the tunnel. When God presents our dream to us, it can be scary. We ask ourselves questions like, can I do it? Am I worthy of this? Am I going to be good at it? Are people going to judge me? We have so much that stands in the way of us being strong enough and courageous enough to step in and take on that dream, that we'll scare ourselves to death and sabotage ourselves and run off into the distance and not pursue it. And one of the things that we do is we turn that fear into loneliness. We have a conversation about how we're alone and how we want a relationship. And I challenge you, you're going to get a relationship. You're not just going to get a relationship, you're going to get the relationship. Why? Because you're worthy, you're deserving, and God wants you to have it. So that's not an issue. It's coming. But if you want it before you pursue your dream, that's not fair to you, and that's not fair to your relationship. You should at least step through the door. You don't have to be all the way there, but you should at least step on the path of your dream while you're manifesting your relationship, so that you'll pull that person to you that's resonating in the same space that you're in. How many of us woke up in a relationship as we're moving towards our dream and we look at each other and we're like, this is not what I want, right? Honor yourself enough to know that the relationship is coming. Create that space of love for yourself by engaging with the divine and getting your purpose clearly stated within yourself. Love yourself with that warm and loving golden light. Know and honor and accept that you're deserving of this love and warmth that you're trying to create in your life. Sit down and write out, single out all the aspects of this individual. Write it down. Know who it is that you want and allow God to just bring it to you. And you'll be surprised how fast you will manifest that relationship. That's what I ask you to do. That is my relationship show. I encourage you to go to my website, igniteevolvecoaching.com. It is right there on this program link. You can also follow the program page so that you can know when the next shows are coming up. I'll be doing my all-reading show here coming up, so I know everybody loves that one. And I have lots of great guests coming up in the coming weeks, so I encourage you to come by and hear what we have to say. I invite you to join my beacon community. Beacon is a light that takes you out of the darkness, and members of the community will receive messages, conference call invitations, and all kinds of support. My friends, my joy in life is to help create a space for you where you can pursue your vision, your dreams, and manifest for yourself a great and wonderful life. So I ask you to take a deep breath, be inspired, and be guided to your joy, and create that loving space within yourself so that you can create a loving relationship for yourself. And as I say in every show, encourage you to ignite your life today so that you can evolve your life tomorrow. God bless and take care.